Norman Leahy is a reporter for Real Clear Investigations, the editor at Ballotpedia, and of course the Virginia blogger for the Washington Post. And he joins us this morning to give us the update as we approach the 1 week after the big election, Mark. Norman, glad to have you here. So Abigail Spanberger, as everybody in this audience knows, eked out a victory against the Republican, Dave Brad, claiming a seat for Democrats that's been held by Republicans since the late 60s. What is she saying after this victory? She was kind of quiet in the first 24, 48 hours after the election.
Well, yeah, I think like a lot of people, she was probably overwhelmed by what we saw on election night. But interesting remarks that she has made since then is that she wants to be accountable to everybody, even those who didn't vote for her. But she said some other things in an interview that I thought were fascinating. Is that she says that she identifies as a Democrat. She says she's a Democrat, generally speaking. But that's not to say that they're exclusively the source of all good policy ideas, and which is interesting because usually you don't see one party member looking to the other side for anything except maybe for an excuse. But she also reiterated that she's not keen on supporting Nancy Pelosi as the next House Speaker. And that was an issue during the campaign. A vote for Spanberger is a vote for Nancy Pelosi. Spanberger is among at least 30 Democrats who are committed and on the record as saying they won't support Nancy Pelosi in a bid. It will be fascinating to see how that shakes out because, you know, Congress goes back into a lame duck session tomorrow. I think Republicans might have their leadership elections Wednesday. But we'll have to wait for the speaker until the next session.
Yeah, I mean, and she's in a tough spot there. If she doesn't vote for Nancy Pelosi, unless she has gone to Nancy Pelosi herself and said, hey, look, lady, I ran saying that I wouldn't vote for you, so you need to understand it's nothing personal. And if for some reason you catch Nancy Pelosi on a good day and she's not going to stick a knife in your back for doing that, then you're lucky. But Nancy Pelosi's, you know, known for being kind of hardball, and I would expect her to say, you either vote for me or guess what? You'll be on the dog catcher committee, which meets, you know, once a year, and I'm not looking to help you.
Well, yeah, and that's traditionally one of the great tools that senior House members have had over incoming members are committee assignments. And that is still true to some degree. Mm-hmm. Some are willing to stick up against that and say, okay, you can do your worst. I'll serve it out because it means I'm going to serve my constituents. That seems to be kind of the attitude Spanberger is adopting right now. Mm-hmm. We'll see once the pressure actually comes.
Oh, yeah.
Whether she carries through.
All right. Any surprises for you last Tuesday?
I was mildly surprised about the results in Virginia 2. In the Scott Taylor race down there, because all of the polling and all the people that I've been talking to said that he would probably eke out a victory. Mm-hmm. It turned out that Elaine Luria took him out on Election Day. That was rather surprising to me, but then again, it's kind of a swingy district. And as you know, John, if you're going to defeat a congressman, the easiest and best opportunity you've got is when that person is running for their first reelection,
right,
which Taylor was. And so that's what happened. And who knows? It could swing back with the next election. It brought to mind the results Tuesday night of the results we saw in 2008. Recall then, Democrats won seats in the 2nd and 5th districts. They promptly lost the 5th district 2 years later. Remember, that was Tom Perriello. His one and done career in Congress.
Right.
The same thing happened in the 2nd district. Who knows whether that will happen 2 years from now? But it kind of had that feel. The 7th district, I'm a little less sure about Republicans what they will do here, and certainly in the 10th district where Barbara Comstock lost handily. I think that one's gone.
I think 10th district is a real problem for Republicans going forward. Just the changes in demographics in Northern Virginia. You're right. Hey, we're talking to Norman Leahy, the Virginia blogger for The Washington Post. Democrats say they might investigate President Trump over his treatment of the press, which, and I don't get that part, but this Department of Justice decision not to support the AT&T Time Warner merger. They're alleging that that's an instruction from the White House because the president hates CNN so much. I mean, it's a mutual admiration society, I guess. But, but what do you make of that?
Well, yeah, the Adam Schiff, the incoming chairman, Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says that those are at least two investigations the House will take up. One, did the Justice Department interfere for political payback reasons in the AT&T Time Warner merger, simply because, as you said, the president doesn't like CNN? And two, did the president try to pressure the Postmaster General to raise rates on Amazon and its shipping, because Amazon does use the post office for some shipping, as a way to get at Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, where I write weekly columns? What I saw this morning, and this is interesting, Axios put out a list of 85 potential subpoenas, investigations, and other hobby horses that Democrats may be jumping on once they take power. It is, buckle up.
I mean, it's weird, though, Norman, don't you think? Democrats would normally not like the consolidation of media empires into one huge entity. Am I wrong about saying that? Wouldn't that be the normal thing they would be saying? Oh, we can't have something this big.
Well, how dare you bring consistency into an argument? Okay. I mean, my goodness, because that was exactly what they were saying not that long ago, that big media conglomerates were a danger to democracy. But when there are guys making the conglomerates, well, that's okay.
Yeah. I think it exposes just what's really up here, but Yeah, but we'll continue to watch it. I'm glad to bring it up. Norman Leahy, reporter for Real Clear Investigations and the Virginia blogger for The Washington Post. I always enjoy talking to you. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.